Brian here, if I may exercise my privilege to speak to my own mind.
Sure.
Here's my feeling, Lonnie. When we call for plans and stuff, it hasn't gotten us anywhere, and I'm actually not comfortable managing your work at that level. I think what I really want to communicate along with this budget, which is why I held off, didn't vote for it but didn't vote against it, is the situation is bad. It seems like a lot of the network doesn't get that or doesn't get what it means because, as you said, there's proposals for increased spending coming from every quarter. And I feel like we need to communicate that somehow, and that's more important than asking for this kind of plan or that kind of plan. It's daunting to me because I don't think the budget you presented us is totally realistic, and I don't have any good alternatives to offer you. I wouldn't be able to tell you what line items to tweak. So what I'm asking is that we simply sound an alarm as we send this off.
I think we're going to be coming back. If this budget starts to fall apart, I'll be the first person here saying this is not going to work. That's part of my job. But we're not done. You know, we're just at this particular point where we need to produce something for the PNB to deal with in terms of all the budgets and the overall. But that doesn't mean we can't revisit these issues. I'm not saying the budget's done and never to be revisited. I would be the last one to say that. I've got problems. I will certainly address them with a new ED, but I wouldn't want to prescribe it, especially if it's at the sacrifice of not dealing with the larger issues, which is part of my job, too. I have to make the board aware of those so that they can act in their own wisdom, you know. So I'm just saying, I'm not saying your points aren't valid. I'm just saying that we could say that about any budget, right? They need to be reduced, but and they need to be cut back, but we don't really, at this point, have the means to tell them what to do exactly, because our structure doesn't get up to the point where we can tell an LSB. WBIS, the LSB has said, we don't want to do these cutbacks. We certainly want to delay them. So I think we have to get a package before the board, which is our main responsibility, and we make it clear to them that this budget is at risk and the network is at risk around finances and other issues, and that the board must take steps to create a sustainable network. And that's why I agree with Yvonne in the end, because we have to get there some way, somehow, to her idea. Whether it's cost-free or not cost-free, it is the path to the sustainability issue. Everything else is not going to solve the sustainability issue. What she's proposing has a chance. So that's why I support it.
Terry,
please.
Yes. I could support Brian's substitute if he would take over my usual role and amend, since I'm driving, and amend it along the following lines. Rather than just mention that the national office is budget is based on unrealistic income projections, note that those income projections are unrealistic because they're based on unrealistic local station budgets. And then rather than anticipate a reduction in the national office budget as the risk involved, that the risk be that the executive director and the CFO may need to make decisions impacting budgets throughout the network.
Okay.
You see where I'm going with that, Brian and Kim.
Terry, let me read back to you what I distilled out of that as what
okay.
would be an amended version, and you tell me if I'm on the right track.
Okay.
The NFC advises the National Board and National Executives that it finds the Pacifica Network's financial situation precarious, that the Pacifica National Office's budget is based on optimistic income assumptions in several local station budgets, that there is a significant probability the Pacifica National leadership will have to make significant expense cuts in the near future, and that they should plan accordingly.
Okay, after in the near future, throughout the network.
Throughout the network, that's the point. Because it still sounds like you're just talking about the national office.
Right, and I think the language that you're still in, trying to put in there is the language that was that we had voted on, and which is the point that Lonnie continues to make, that it's not just the national office, it's the total, it's the, all the revenue forecast and fulfillment rates and all of them are basically not realistic, not based on past performance.
Bert, yeah.
Bert, please.
Yeah, I'm a little confused. I thought, well, I mean, I know we're focusing on passing the national office's budget, which of course depends on the local station budget. But now that I'm thinking about it, I think we should have passed the local station budget and then got into the national office budget. Because, for example, if I'm going to suggest and move that we cut the WBAI revenue by $200,000, whether or not that passes would affect the national office, and that would make it easier for us to go and deal with the national office. And so now I'm a little confused because we're going backwards and we're trying to estimate what's going to happen at the local level, but yet we are dealing with the national office. And so even though that language that was presented by Brian is pretty clear, but it's all tentative because it's tentative waiting on what we're going to do with the local station budget. And I don't know where to go with this.
If Brian would postpone his motion, let's get on to the two other budgets on the agenda. We would come out of it with a little bit more clarity in terms of available revenue.
Shall we? Brian, would you be willing to postpone until we consider the other two budgets?
Well, we'll never get to it if we postpone it, but if that's the will of Bonnie, let's do it.
Yeah, because we also it said we're to do executive session, so it's already 11:20. So we need to realistically look at what we're doing, and I really don't want to go too much past 11:45. So we'd have to consider some of us trying to meet again before Friday. I don't see the agenda for the Pacifica, so I'm sure we have something in executive session probably beginning at 9 on Friday. Is that correct, as far as anyone knows?
Yeah, I think so, Madam Chair.
Your draft agenda has you in executive session from 9 to 5 on Friday.
So we definitely, in terms of being able to discuss this again, it would have to be sometime during the day tomorrow. So let's just move forward on the next two budgets, please. As Brian, you're willing to consider it later, or if we ever get to consider it. Okay, so shall we move the agenda and move to BAI and PFW?
Yes.
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, please. Yes, Lonnie.
Fortunately.
Baruti, are you still there?
I'm here.
Well, maybe you can describe the action of the LSB around the budget, and we can start from there. We did send out their motion.
Right, and it's complicated.
Maybe it's a way of maybe reading the motion to get started.
Okay, that might be. Just check.
Is that the motion Bob Leder put on the floor?
Yes, I do have the motion. Let's see. Okay. I circulated it to the listserv, and it says, the LSB approves the WBAI fiscal year 2008 budget submitted by management with the following stipulations. One, recommends that, working with the treasurer, the IGM revisit the salary, benefits, and pension lines to ensure that which are presented accurately reflect the contractual amounts, including vacation and other leave time, that any proposed cuts be in compliance with AFTRA, paid staff union contract, and in consultation with AFTRA and USOC, which is the unpaid staff organizing committee, as all staff are affected by internal changes. Two, the board will revisit the budget process in 6 months and again in 9 months, with, in addition to its required monitoring, the specific purpose of reviewing income and expense to determine whether there is any excess income. Such excess shall be returned to the staff as follows. First, restoration of 50% of any rollback or lost positions. Second, 100% increase in the hours of a development professional. There are 10 hours in the current budget draft. Third, restoration of the balance of any rollback or lost positions. Fourth, a payback of the monies owed due to any rollback. Fifth, payback of deferred cost of living adjustment. And last, an increase to full-time for development professional. Three, the proposed reductions in employee expenses will be deferred until at least December 1st, 2007, during which time the National Finance Office will assist the LSB in obtaining long-requested financial information, and the LSB will work with management staff and the two unions to review budget assumptions and develop proposals for increased revenues and reduced expenses. Based on this information and any such proposals, the LSB and PMB will revisit the budget by January 15, 2008. Four, if general salary cuts are implemented, they shall apply equally to all station employees. Five, the salary for the permanent general manager position will be limited to the advertised rate of $65,000 annually until salary or staff cuts implemented during the fiscal year are reversed. And of those two items, only two have a financial impact on the numbers that management presented. That was one, deferring the 5% salary cut that was in the budget to December 1st, which would increase expenses by $12,000. And the fifth one, which was to reduce the GM's salary by $5,000. The net effect would be to increase our expenses by just over $7,000 and would have an equal effect on our ability to meet the $125,000 surplus as requested by the National Finance Committee.
Brian here.
Bert.
Okay. Barucci, I know Brian. Can you hear me now?
I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I wasn't sure. Okay. Brian, and then Barucci, are you? You're through, so you just read the motion?
Yeah, I'm just reading.
Okay, so Liney, I'm sorry. I just walked downstairs for a second. Let me get out of there so it won't echo.
Would he want to motivate the motion, or he doesn't care to?
Mm-hmm. Oh, do I want to motivate the motion?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think
and
that...
And then Brian, thank you.
Well, there's a lot of things going on here. First, we've asked for information that we have not... we've had problems getting this informational request that go back several months, and we just haven't been able to get it from the fiscal department. So there's a concern that... there's information that we've requested that could affect our decision-making that we haven't received.
Which fiscal department?
Huh? No, not national finance, locally.
Okay.
Locally. The other issue is that when we've questioned certain items that are in the budget, we've found out things that we thought were in there weren't in there, things and so forth. So, you know, there was really a lot of discomfort that certain areas, certain aspects of the budget are as accurate as we would have liked them to be. So that's part of the motivation. The second motivation was that recognizing that the cutbacks had to be made, that should the station exceed goal as it relates to revenues and expenses, that those monies would be used in order to make staff whole that had received salary cuts. And in addition, we would use some of those funds to get the development person that we think we need, because obviously on-air fundraising is not how we're going to continue to survive exclusively. We need a development person. We had somebody in the budget. Obviously, the numbers couldn't support a full-time development person, so we're back to the part-time position that we have, but that's not, you know, we're not. We know that a 10-hour-a-week investment in development is not going to really provide the kind of results that we need in order to offset some of the revenues that we're not generating on air. Let's see what else is here. In terms of deferral until December 1st, we don't think that management has done the proper notification in order to get this in place within 30 days. As I indicated before, the information that we have requested about salaries and why salaries were over budget in prior years that we haven't really gotten proper explanation about to this date. So folks are feeling that, you know, before we start cutting salaries, we need more information. And what else do we have? Oh, we have a general salary cut. That we're saying that everybody should, all the members of staff should share in the 5% cut equally. And finally, they want to make sure that the advertised rate for the new GM position, as we
can hear, Bowie, you have to speak a little louder.
I was saying they wanted to make sure that the rate for the new GM be at 65, which is what we said before, but the person that we have in place, that was exceeded in the current year's budget. So we want to make it clear that we're only saying that we're only budgeting for 65K, and that, you know, should we be able to get to make the staff whole, we would be willing to pay more for a GM, but we want to keep it at the $65,000 level. And that's the background.
Terry, I'm back.
Okay, so we have Brian, Terry, Virgil, did you want to also speak on this?
Yes.
Okay, so do we want to offer Virgil the chance to speak, please, with BAI rather than Brian and Terry, or how would you like to do this?
Madam Chair, I'd like to move to divide. I think we need to do the budget and do the stipulations separately. There's a whole lot in there that need to be dealt with one at a time.
Okay, well, the question was, should we allow Berto to speak also on the BAI budget even before we go to dividing?
I'd let Brian divide first.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, I'll raise the point of order.
Okay, please.
Yeah, I don't think the National Finance Committee should be having a detailed discussion about the stipulations of the local station board at WBAI. We should be considering the budget as approved by the WBAI LSB with those stipulations, and primarily just looking at the numbers that changes from management's proposed budget and deciding on the LSB budget versus the management budget without debating the details of those stipulations except as they affect the particular figures in the budget that we're reviewing.
Okay, point well taken. So shall we just move to divide, as Brian had said, which should separate the stipulations to the budget itself and the finance, where there's financial impact on the budget?
What I'm saying is the motion read by Baruti was informational rather than a motion before this committee. But he provided the changes to the budget that was sent to us. And I believe that he will be moving that the committee approve the management budget with those changes.
Right. Yes.
And then there's no division. We just consider the motion that has been presented.
Right. We don't have to do the motion. Right? Is that right, Terry, is what I'm hearing you say?
Right. The motion has been adopted by the WBAI LSB, and that affects the budget that is being presented by the LSB for National Finance Committee review.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Let's get to...
To be clear, what I'm moving, and I believe this is the pending question, is that we consider the budget separate of any stipulations, and then consider the stipulations as separately as separate motions.
Okay, and Terry said that we need not even consider stipulations because what we should consider is just the budget and voting up and down on the budget that's presented that was approved by the LSB versus the budget that was sent by management. Lani, can you tell me if that's...
Point of order, though.
Yes,
the stipulations affect money going in and out of the network. The stipulations are talking about if BAI meet our goals and extra money, the money should go to BAI and not to the national office that we owe money, blah, blah, blah. And so I think, these stipulations need to be considered, you know, as a whole in the budget, and we should look at them one at a time, and decide whether or not we should approve the stipulation attached to the to the approval of the budget.
Okay. So you're saying consider the stipulations in the budget. But, Lonnie, could you weigh in? Because I think our who has said that basically we're looking at a management budget that doesn't have these stipulations versus this LSB budget. So we're really considering two budgets. Is that correct?
Yes, we are. And I think this happened, we had two budgets several years ago out of WBAI, and the PNB ended up sort of looking at two budgets. I'm hoping we can avoid that here. But Bertolt's point is well made. Also, because the stipulation that management, that the LSB has made does affect the budget that is before us now. Remember, they just met last night.
Mm-hmm.
So the question that Rudy should speak to is the extent to which those LSB stipulations would affect the budget that's before us now, then we would have a choice. We could recommend to adopt with the stipulations or without them, and that would be where we would vote it up or down.
Isn't there a motion to divide the stipulations from the main motion?
Well, no, I was just talking about the impact of the stipulations on the budget before.
Initially, Brian did move to divide, and Terry moved that we need to not even consider those, and it is going back to Bertolt has said we do need to consider, and then Lonnie's position is that they're I seem to interpret they're two budgets. So we can consider the one budget, the management budget, without the stipulations, and then go to the LSB budget with the stipulations, too, to basically to understand what the LSB wants versus a management budget.
Brian,
point
here.
Of order?
Sure.
Is there a motion on the table to recommend the budget presented by the LSB? Is that motion on the table?
Ruti, was there a motion there?
Well, I was reading the LSB motion, so I can formally make a motion.
Yeah.
Okay, that'll speed it up. Okay. Can we hear it?
So I move that the National Finance Committee recommend the WBAI budget as presented with the stipulations as previously outlined.
By the LSB.
By the LSB.
Right, as the stipulations outlined by the LSB.
I have a point of order, Brian.
Sure.
As I understand, one of those stipulations involves cutting a specific employee's salary. I'm not discussing that in a public call.
It's not cutting. It's just setting the budget for the new person to be hired. It doesn't specifically cut an existing person's salary. It says that the person to be hired as GM will be hired at the budget at an amount of $65,000.
Do you have a hire date?
No, we haven't even identified the person yet.
Your budget assumes that your salary spending drops in a particular month. How is that not a cut to this person's salary?
There's no person there.
There.
It's permanent. The key word is permanent. You have an interim, and this is changing the salary of the permanent position. And the interim, of course, can apply and may, in fact, succeed. But that would be with the understanding that current salary would be reduced. Is that what you intend, Rudy?
Exactly, right. We're not, okay.
Yeah, point of order again.
Sure, Terry.
Yeah, I think the motion as phrased goes beyond the purview of the Finance Committee and would, my point of order would be mooted if it was revised to insert the words so that it reads as follows, that the National Finance Committee recommends the WA budget with the changes, with the financial changes resulting from the application of the stipulations adopted by the WBAI-LSB.
Amendment?
Yes, Lonnie.
I think that the changes for the PNB to access this quickly is to
identify the impact to the bottom line, because the PNB does have the management budget at this point. And this would represent a change. We have the management budget at this point. And it's reasonable to ask and to see the impact of the LSB recommendations on the management budget, which is the only one we have in hand. So we would have to ask that the LSB stipulations be inserted into the current budget we're looking at, such that we can see on the bottom line what the changes are. And then it can explain the reasoning, maybe, but we're talking about a budget. And so we have to produce a budget. And so I'd be happy to work with management and the LSB on quickly revising what we have with those LSB provisos in it. But we do need that for the PNB.
Okay.
So, Bert here.
Yeah, please, Bert.
Okay.
I'm not sure how the ruling was on my point of order, or if the maker adopted the proposed changes
accepted.
That would have resolved it.
It was accepted. There was no objection.
Yes.
I would like to have a substitute motion that the PNB rejects the WBI budget because it is at least $200,000 over fund drive projected, because the fund drive is projected over $200,000 than the previous fiscal year, and that therefore there be a reduction in expenses of $200,000 to accommodate his budget, and that the revenue be reduced by $200,000.
Okay.
And I'd like to motivate that.
Please.
Okay. Has everybody received the document that I sent, or that? I'll just read it.
Okay.
Management proposed fiscal year 08 budget is not realistic, especially given BAI's poor current position. Its income projections are too high by at least $200,000 and should be lowered substantially. The proposed budget that calls for substantially increased income in the listener support line over fiscal year 2007, both pledge totals and fulfillment are projected to increase, so that total income from fund drive is projected to be over $200,000 more than fiscal year 07 actuals. The rationale for the increase is that WBI's fund drive's efficiency will improve after a planned visit by Phil Osegida. The WBI financial position is not good. Audits show the station falling behind over $100,000 per year, fiscal year 2003 to fiscal year 2006. Income unrestricted as of 7/31/07 is over $400,000 behind fiscal year 07 budget. WBI owes substantial sums to the national office since it has not been able to keep up with central service. Furthermore, WBI net assets fiscal year 2006 minus 7,333. Fiscal year 05, 101,000. 04, 222,000. 03, 313,000. 02, 77,000. So in fiscal year 06, we're at minus 7,333. I'll go a little further. WBI fulfillment. Fiscal year 2000, 73%, 73.8%. 2001, 67.3%. That was the year of the coup. 2002, 76.5%. 2003, 75.3%. 2004, 78.5%. 2005, 78.4%. 2006, 79.6%. 2007, estimated by the CFO himself, 78%. And we're assuming in 2008 we're going to go to an 83% fulfillment rate. Okay? Listener sponsored, actual year to date is $1.9 million. budgeted year to date was $2.3 million, so it was a variance of $444,000. You know, and it goes on and on. Last year we had 89 days of fund drive. You know, and you know, we keep on doing this, and it's about time that, you know, my motivation, and, you know, this is not political, this is not personal, you know, it's obviously we have been doing bad year over year for over 3 years, 3 or 4 years, and management, top management, is not held accountable. There has never been a plan. There has never been any major change in anything that affects our fund drive. As a matter of fact, the one move that affected our fund drive is one producer was removed that was the only producer that was raising anything close to what Amy Goodman was raising. So I would say management has made some bad decisions, and we will not go into that part, but the budget should not be approved, and we should ask the board to reduce revenue and expense by $200,000. And if they do not do it, they do not comply, then it should be done for them.
Okay, thank you.
Point of privilege, I guess.
Oh, please.
Can I get on the stack, please?
Yeah, I just want to read what I have as the maker's motion. The National Finance Committee recommends rejection of the budget approved by the WBAI Local Station Board and recommends a $200,000 reduction in projected income and a matching reduction in authorized expenses.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Discussion?
Well, first thing, let's say, for instance, $200,000 was cut out of the budget. Where would it come from?
You want my opinion?
Yeah. That's what I'm asking for.
Who is this?
Baruti.
Baruti. Oh, well, I think the general manager and program director's salary would come close to that, and it doesn't feel like they're doing a good job. So I would move, just like the minority at the local station board at WBAI moved, to have a committee of the whole where you have the director of operations, arts department, public affairs, and some other department run the station. And let's give it 6 months to find out what happens.
Well, that wouldn't give you $200,000.
That would give you about close to $150,000.
Not over a six-month period.
Not over a six-month period, but we're talking about a budget of $200,000 over a year. So we would do this for 6 months to see what happens, and if it works, we keep going.
Point of order here.
Okay.
Just a second. Quickly, Brian.
I hope this is not a proposal because, again, I'm not going to talk about cutting specific people's jobs on a public call.
You're absolutely right. It is not a proposal. It was a suggestion that was asked by the treasurer of WBAI, and I was asked, and I gave my suggestion. It is not a proposal.
This is just kind of a little discussion back and forth, and we won't go into any detail.
And just one other point.
Sure.
As I mentioned before, Lonnie, you can correct me if I'm wrong. As it compares to the projected 06-07 income, we're really just projecting an increase in listener support of just under $73,000. So if you can get
stepped on something. I'm going to smoke. And I'm unlocking the door on the way.
Terry, are we there? Okay. All right, please, continue.
Right. No, what I was saying was that we're really just anticipating about an additional $73,000 in listener support over what's projected we're going to collect this year. So there's really, I mean, the $200,000 figure, I see how it's arrived at, but I think that it's not the correct way to really look at what we expect to do this year. It should be based on, as folks are saying, what we've historically done. I would say historically, at least what we anticipate we're going to do this year, is not a material difference than what we expect to do next year. It's an increase. Obviously, it's an increase. It's expected to do better, but I don't think $72,000 over listener support of, let's say, $2,000,007 is a material increase in support.
Yeah,
point of information.
Yes, Bertel.
Okay. Fiscal year 2006-2007, as of right now, listener support, well, this is solid, was $2.8 million. At 78% fulfillment rate, we're talking about $2.2 million net. You're proposing for fiscal year 2007-2008, $2.997 million. Well, it went down to $0.93975 million, and you're proposing 83%. So you're proposing, first of all, an increase of almost 100,000 in listener support gross, and then on top of that, you're proposing 83%. Fulfillment rate instead of 78. So you're proposing a 5% increase in fulfillment rate. So basically, the 2007-2008 budget, you're proposing $2.9 million at 83% or $2.48 million or $2.5 million net versus $2.2 million net in 2006-2007. That's $200,000.
The net that I'm looking at from Lonnie's July report shows listener support to be $2.7 million, what he's projecting us to get, to receive for the current fiscal year. Is 2.7. You look at the July report, it's projected numbers for the whole year, 2.530 listener support and major donations of another $255,000. Gives us 2.78. That's what we expect to get in the door. That's not pledges for the year multiplied by a fulfillment rate. That's what's expected to actually come in the door.
How much is that?
Point of information?
$786,000.
Here, Brian, just a second, please.
I'm looking at the comparison columns in the consolidated budget you sent us today. The current year forecast annual total, $2.458 million in listener support. Lonnie, is that based on August actuals or July actuals, that forecast? Lonnie.
I'm sorry, I wasn't following it. I mean, if it's not a big difference, can we just move on? I mean,
well, it is. I mean, that's showing.
I don't see it. That's why. Could you tell us the amount?
No, it's 2,727,000. You have to take the 2.4 million plus the 269 to get total listener support of 2,727,000. And then when you look over on the column CL, you see that what's being proposed for FY08 is that 2,592 plus the 266, and that's 2,859, an increase of about 150,000 comparing the 2 years. Now, it's not net, Berto. That is net. It's not gross. You don't apply the fulfillment rate to that number. That's cash in the door. We have a modified cash accounting system, so these are cash items. Now, the point about the increase in the fulfillment rate from 78 to 83, yes, that is a risk area. And the question is, what makes us, what makes management think it's doable? I looked at that issue when I was working with them. Here's the answer. The answer is that the last time WBAI was able to get to 83%, it was with Phil Osigata coming from the national office. He's the fellow who for 14 years created the fulfillment system at KPFA. Last time he went out to WBAI, they achieved an 82-83% fulfillment rate. The plan would be to bring him out again in approximately 2 weeks and have him do his magic again and have that be a part of the pattern. So will it work? Well, it did work once. Does that necessarily mean it'll work again? Well, no, but it's worth a try, and that's why you have it there. Other than that, can WBAI increase its listener support/donation by $150,000? between actual results this year and next year? Probably some part of that, certainly, 50, 75. Yeah, it's not unreasonable to assume that, especially if you're going to really focus on it. The other parts of the budget also can be looked at, but...
Hold on. Don't go any further. Last year, you know, it took us 89 days plus. So you are telling me that we're going to add another $150,000 nonchalantly like that, with at least 89 days. Or, I mean, are you talking about maybe we should do like 100 days to bring $150,000 more?
That's not clear at all.
That probably doesn't fit there.
This is not just on air.
And time.
Yeah, it's other stuff in there too. It's everything from community, everything from mail drops. It's not just all on air in terms of days on air. That's what is part of the overall plan. Rudy, he can speak to that. So it's not anticipated that all 150,000 will be on air. They've thrown in what else?
It's from unproven sources.
Yeah, mail drops and mail drops for their renewals. Remember,
part of information. Someone at the door. point of information. When I looked at the mail drop for WBAI, the expenses were $55,000, and the revenue was $22,000. So, I mean, just this experience to say that you can turn that around and even break even, I definitely can't support a mail drop for WBAI.
Oh no. There's more than one kind of mail drop. They're renewals, you know. That's part of their mail renewals. Remember, that's part of that, too. And all stations do routine renewals for people, you know, as membership. So that's part of their mail campaign as well. But
Lonnie, there was a mail campaign renewal. I received a letter asking me to renew, for example, about like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
That hasn't worked yet, obviously.
Well,
so, I mean, that's, again, unproven. You know, I mean, I think for these things to work, there has to be a systematic effort and planning for a long time. Not want to be too critical, but at WBAI, I don't think we have, you know, the political will to do it or to work together or the skill or the know-how to do this or the willingness to let those who have the know-how help do this. You know, and I do not see how there's going to be coordinated effort and collaboration to get this thing done in the next 3 months, 2 months, 6 months. And, you know, that's the hard fact, realistic. And I'd like to speak to that a little bit because I was chair of the WBAI local station board 3 or 4 years ago. I used to work 24/7 with a whole bunch of people to do a lot of these things, raise money, blah, 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 streamline stuff and so forth and so on. It was hard. There was a lot of resistance in the pledge area. I work with the pledge director, Paul Ashby. I personally drove over there, picked up some premiums, and drove them to the station so that they could give them to those who have pledged like a year ago. There was a whole bunch of these things that were going on. And... So I just wanted to plug that in, not to pad myself, but, you know, so that you can understand that I'm not someone who's just coming here to destroy. You know, I put a lot of hours. And I can tell you that I know there is not the political will, there's not the skills, the professionalism, the collaboration for anything like that to happen within 3 months, 6 months, or even a year. We need a lot of help, and that budget is unrealistic. It's very unrealistic. Okay? We've been planning for 4 years now to try to have a roast of the media or a black tie affair. We've had a few affairs at some nice sophisticated places that have given us their place for free, and we have not been able to raise money. That's all I'll say, and then I'll just let people speak, and I'll just vote. Thank you very much for listening.
Okay, thank you. Further discussion. So where we are now, Terry, can you tell us where we are in terms of a motion?
Apparently he can't.
And not at this second, but there is a motion, I believe, which Bert told.
I believe the motion was cut revenue by 200.
I'm sorry, I was muted.
Okay.
Yeah. The main motion was approval of the BAI budget with the financial impact of the LSB stipulations. The substitute motion is that the NFC recommends rejection of the budget approved by the WBAI LSB and recommends a $200,000 reduction in projected incomes and a matching reduction in authorized expenses.
Okay. Is there further discussion?
Brian here.
Brian. Liney.
Well, go ahead, Brian.
I just thought it was amazing. I wanted to remark that we came into this with two slightly divergent budgets, and we've managed to move further apart. I'm of two minds of this. Just to be straight up, the reason I'm worried about BAS financial situation is because it seems to be affecting KPFA now and the national office's ability to disperse money that's due to us. Because if we don't get our CPV money in the fiscal year that we're supposed to spend it in, we owe that money back to CPV. They can ask for it back. I think this is a very real cash crunch we're dealing with now. On the other hand, I don't feel like anyone's putting real solutions on the table here. I mean, I don't know the situation at BAI. I don't know what you can afford to cut and not cut. There are high fixed costs. I think a lot of the stipulations that the LSB from there came up with are kind of foolish.
Just as a point of order, let's try not to use terms that are derogatory concerning the actions of any of our boards. Thank you.
Okay. Bad. I think they're bad. I don't know how you get a competent manager in New York, of all places, at the salary you're offering, particularly when that is the most thankless job in the entire network's organizational structure, with the possible exception of executive director. I don't know. I don't like what either one of you guys has put on the table.
Liney.
Well, it's true. There's no good choices with the WBAI situation. We can stipulate with Berto that there's risk in the budget. There certainly is. No question about it. There's risk in being able to manage the budget to recovery. Yes, there is. Although I understand they have some candidates they're pretty happy with and the current IGM is applying as well.
Let's not talk about specific people or positions as far as applications.
Oh, the search committee is working. Let's put it that way.
Okay, thank you.
Berto, unfortunately, $200,000 is a big chunk, and I don't think that a personnel plan is the appropriate place for the finance committee to be talking about at this point. But the $200,000 will come out of the staff. That's the other way, reducing staff. And that's not practical, really, because you kill morale and then you reduce your capacity to produce revenue for all kinds of reasons. So it's not a solution. It just brings on another follow-on set of problems, which there is no solution.
So, Lonnie, you're saying that there is morale at BAI left to kill?
Well, yeah.
Because I know folks there, and they don't have much.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they would if you were to... Yeah, remember, there's a proposal in this budget to reduce all salaries across the board 5%. So you're getting a reaction. And so an extra $200,000 would effectively probably put the station on the edge of collapse.
Wait, explain that 5% across the board
point of
thing.
Yeah. Well, point of information?
This is the point
okay,
of information,
please,
too.
Okay, please, point of information, Berto.
Sorry.
Okay, I don't want to go back to the point that I made responding to Baroudi's question, but I, you know, like, just to answer to Lonnie's assertion that more will go down if we reduce salary by, like, $150,000, depending on where we reduce the salary, I think we might increase morale at the station, to tell you the truth. So I don't think that should be an argument, and let's not go into details about that.
Point of information.
Okay. We have another point. Brian?
Lonnie, are you telling me that this budget contemplates a 5% pay cut for every employee?
Yeah,
I thought
yes.
It was just a 5% reduction of a budget line.
And not for management.
Salary.
Sorry, repeat that?
And not for management.
No, Lonnie, I'm asking.
Yeah, 5% across the board, all employees.
Where is that explained in the budget?
Oh, but Baroudi never got to
it.
Can we just go to what exactly
is? Oh, that's one of the
budget.
Stipulations?
Right, that's one of the stipulations.
Okay, thank you.
Now, the
point of parliamentary inquiry.
Please, Gary, go ahead.
Yes. Parliamentarily, if the motion on the table from Ms. Dreamer passes, which would mean the Finance Committee has not approved the budget, would a motion be in order at that point for approval of the management's budget without LSB stipulation?
I would think so. But I think we're at the point now is, to respond to your parliamentary issue is that if we heard the stipulations in terms of restoration, if the CFO could just briefly go over the major points on the budget so we'll know what's in it.
I'm sorry we never got to that. But, yeah, this budget does call for no raises for the staff on the union side, planned raises for October 1st. In addition to that, it calls for a 5% reduction in the current salaries of all employees at WBAI.
Point of information, is that all employees including management or not including management?
All employees.
Can I say
all employees. And that's pretty harsh. And it's there. The third salient point, aside from the revenue issues, Bertol, that you've raised in terms of cuts, is that, as you recall, no fund development person. There is a one position that will reduce from full-time to half-time as well. So, yeah, this is a pretty harsh budget. And so, and as you can see, the LSB has reacted and staff reacts. I think that the final word on it is sort of either we vote up the management budget or we vote the LSB budget with its stipulations, and that's sort of our task. Or we could, I guess conceivably, do what Bertol is suggesting, suggest specific cuts. I'm reluctant to do that because the LSB and the management have the primary responsibility around budgets, although I participate. I don't see myself as capable of overruling an LSB or management's strong convictions on its budget. I take it to the PNB, I bring it here, but I don't overrule it on the ground. And ultimately, the PNB could decide. So anyway, to summarize, what are our options here? I think our options are approve the management budget or approve the LSB budget with its stipulations, but have that budget before the PNB so they can see the changes between what they currently have, which is the management budget. And I think that's our task at this point.
Bert, on stack?
Yeah, Bert, please.
Yeah. You know, the whole idea of we cannot tell the LSB how to do their budget and all that stuff, I mean, that does not make any sense at all. You know, the whole idea of submitting a budget to the National Office Finance Committee and to the PNB is for them to approve it or not approve it. You know, at every organization I have been, each department creates a budget, submit it to the Finance Committee. The Finance Committee, you know, always slashes it, sends it back to the department and says, this is the deal, you know, and that's that usually. You know, like now we're not that harsh here. But the idea that we do not have the right to tell an LSB or whatever, you know, to cut, it's out of this world. And, you know, the WBI LSB has proven over and over that, you know, we have not done a responsible job of looking at the budget. You know, year over year, the budget has to be resubmitted and resubmitted to WBAI for more reasonable assumptions of revenues, and we still keep coming short. So I do not think, even though I'm from the WBAI, and I like to preserve our autonomy, but you know I don't think we as a LSB has earned the right to really have that respect. You know that such honorable respect that, you know, you have to consider not telling us how to, you know, to manage our budget. I think the most acceptable solution is to accept my amendment, you know, and make the cuts, you know, where it would increase the morale of the producers. And you can take a poll on that.
How is the cuts are going to increase the morale of producers?
But Woody, you asking that question again?
Because
I answered that question before.
How is it going to be done? How are you going to? What cuts are you going to make that are going to increase the morale of producers?
What cuts?
Yes.
You want me to say it again? The general manager and the program director.
I don't. Point of order. I don't want you to say it again.
Okay. There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So.
Can I get on the stack? I wanted to address another issue.
Okay. I think I heard someone before you. Do you mind if Rudy go now? Or Brian, were you there? No. Okay. Rudy, please.
Yeah. I mean, this misrepresentation of history that. Every year we have to put forth multiple budgets and there's always two or three budgets being presented. It's not consistent with the facts. Another issue is that, as I indicated before, we have had a great deal of difficulty getting accurate information from our fiscal department. As I indicated before, our business manager doesn't even want to come to the finance committee meetings anymore. And the business manager is one of the former interim general managers of the station. So we've had a history here of the last 18 months or so of difficulty getting information, getting bits and pieces. So I think that the LSB is doing the best it can with the tools that it has available to it. Remember, we can't micromanage management at the local station board. We put in requests. We don't have the ability to punish somebody if they're not giving us the information we have. That's part of the problem. We have quote-unquote responsibilities, but we don't have the ability to make people help us fulfill our responsibilities.
I think that all of us generally agree that we're in dire straits, and Brian is saying, okay, bottom line is that it's causing the national office to shuffle funds around, and one of the funds are CPP funds. And this is not an expected thing to do, and this is not the correct thing to do. And we have addressed these issues with WBI every year since I've been on the Finance Committee, and nothing has really been put in place to make any change. And my original motion still stands, and I'll introduce it here at the end of the meeting or in the PNB. That we have, and Baruti, you agree with this, we need an organizational audit. Because that's the only way there's going to be any substantial change to the organization. And the
right.
other issue was on not only on the mail jobs with BAI, but also in terms of how you're using the funds, like that restricted funds. I mean, this is not, and my position is that I would not approve either management budgets, LSB budgets, or any budget for BAI. And so now we can talk about alternatives, what we need to do in order for BAI to continue, because this is, you know, I just can't, I mean, I'm not voting unless it's a tie, but I just can't continue to do this. And then the motion would definitely be an audit, in order for an organization audit, because that was also part of my original motion, was specifically doing BAI in terms of the operational audit. So, you know, I agree with you with that, Officer Rudy, that needs to be done.
Like I said, that my original interest was locally in terms of the operational audit, because part of the problem is that we can't, you know, the lack of information. You're trying to make decisions with bits and pieces of information. So I agree. I mean, obviously, you have to include local people in terms of, you know, their opinions have got to be solicited. But we need somebody to come, because the LSB can only do but so much.
I don't want to jump into it too much, but see, I've been told that the business manager will not come to the LSB meeting because of basically the way the person is treated in the meeting. So, I mean, and that's too much for me to say, and I will stop there. So, you know,
well,
let me finish. There's another side to the story about the business manager not attending the LSB meeting.
Well,
I think
we can't get into this now. We need to, when we go into the executive sessions, we can discuss this in further detail, because that's a misrepresentation of what's happening at this meeting.
Okay.
And I have additional facts that I will bring to the committee's attention that will show that it's a misrepresentation of facts.
Okay, but yeah, that's I.